SBS Radio.
Ronald Edwards Pepa is the winner of the 2021 Creative Victoria Award for Excellence in Any Media for his work Coming Out 2. This award was bestowed by the Koori Art Show, an annual art award and exhibition dedicated to showcasing the work of Koori and Victorian-based Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. Now, Ronald has just joined us to talk about this prestigious accolade. Now, Ronald, before we dive into this prestigious accolade and your artistic work, can you tell us a few words about yourself?
Hello, my name is Ronald Edwards Pepper, a Gunai artist who also represents the Gunai Kurnai tribe in art and culture. I live in Morwell. I was born in Morwell, and I like to break down barriers in my art and the art that I create and be a role model for my people.
A role model you are indeed. And first of all, congratulations on winning an award, the Koori Art Show Award 2021.
Thank you very much. It was very excited and I was very over the moon. It was the best day of my life and I didn't know what was happening, but it didn't register and I felt like I was going to faint. So I just had the best day of my life.
You have an illustrious career. You've exhibited and featured in events so many places, even overseas, and yet this is the best, the best day and the best achievement.
Yeah, because it's part of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Awards, and it's just a recognition of, you know, our art and culture out there in what we can do in many arts and forms, like music, artifacts, and just growing in contemporary art, because it's like I do both art, traditional and contemporary, but I'm a contemporary visual artist, and I like to create art in a way that expresses my feelings and express my journey in art.
Can you tell us about your entries into this particular art show?
Well, I always heard about the Koori Heritage Trust, and I always like to enter, but I don't. Because
yeah.
I thought that I was just still growing. And growing outside of the box, as you can see, I use colours. And just going to university and knowing about other art forms and using the spirals, as you can see in the artwork, the spirals represents people growing. That means to me in my artworks that we are learning together. But I wanted the spirals to be bright and happy, different from starry night sky. As you can see, he has them spirals in his sky.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make people happy and do them big spirals that was part of the Yarrabah Festival earlier this year. And my artwork was showcased in Melbourne. And what led to that was the Koori Heritage Trust, a workshop. It was very good to be connected and just be introduced to the Koori Heritage Trust team and the organisation and what they're trying to achieve on a Melbourne level in tourism and what they do in their organisation. And just knowing that I had made that connection by doing online workshops, and that was a success. And then it led to entering into the Koori Art Awards, and I thought to myself, the Koori Art Awards are coming up, I might enter, see how I go. Much to my surprise, I didn't know I was going to win a big award like that. It was a big achievement and a recognition that it was probably coming like at the end of my career, because I don't get a lot of recognition. And this one, it just topped it off. It just covers a lot in what I do in my art.
But you say you waited to put an entry into this award because you thought you're not matured, but your art, you've been around for quite some time now, and your artwork is enjoyed and admired right across the country. You have quite an illustrious journey, actually. It's a beautiful journey. When I saw some of the artwork on Facebook, Instagram, you're not a novice. You're someone who's got really...
And that it helped me grow. I can go to the big city and have my art displayed, because that was my dream as a young artist before I become who I am.
Yeah.
I wanted my art displayed in Melbourne, and that was done. And to have workshops and growing and emerging with colour, as you can see, because I didn't know which way to go and being earthy colours or bright colours. But then I thought, if I'm would like to get somewhere, I'm going to start expressing colour and just exploring other art forms, not just Aboriginal. Being Aboriginal, I don't just do Aboriginal art. I like to express my art in different art forms, and that's how I grow. You know, people see my artwork and seeing me, wow, he has changed his artwork from how it used to emerging and growing outside that box.
And you use a lot of colours, bright colours. Why is that?
The reason why I use bright colours, because I was very sad for the last 3 years, and I wanted something to brighten me up, and colour has brightened me up. And knowing that the pandemic was around and didn't know what was going on when we were locked in our homes and all that sort of stuff. And I wanted to bring happiness in people as well as myself, because I was still healing. I was still grieving of passing of my mum last year, recently. And I wanted to heal myself, and art has helped me heal in a way by using colour. And colour makes me happy too. I love blue. Blue is a favourite colour of mine. And each colour, people would see colour and that brightens them up. Yeah. And it represents, you know, glow sticks. They bright up at night, glow. And that makes people happy, as well as the younger ones. But I wanted to aim more for the families and children, because they didn't know what was going on at that time. Adults did.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give the community something to, you know, brighten their selves up, as well as other people they see that are very sad because of what's been happening in the last 3 years.
It's about healing and hope, giving healing and hope to people.
That's correct. And, yeah, how can we, you know, be happy and move forward knowing what is going on, and hope is there, and having my artwork displayed, that changed a lot of, that changed a lot of moods, being from what was going on to hope, happy life, and just going out there and being happy about life again.
Yeah. And the name of your piece is coming out too, 2021?
It was a title that I wanted to represent myself, because I don't know how to represent myself in that way, in being gay, and because my partner, I just wanted to express that in a way. I don't say it a lot, and my art says it a lot, because being Aboriginal, we don't say that, but I just wanted to be proud of who I am, and I can do it in my art. Yeah, just to walk proud in culture, in what you do as a person and who you with. It doesn't matter what you do and who you with. You do the best that you can and be proud. And be proud with,
You don't always do Aboriginal designs, and you step out of the box. So, and you're proud of your work, which is the most important.
Yeah. So that artwork was the most, that's why I called it, because each element and each design, I've done it, and made me more prouder. And it was a journey throughout my life in them elements of stories in that painting.
Yeah.
And just to have that title, that says a lot. Yeah.
No, it gives the idea of what to expect, although the colors just tell other stories as well. It's just not one story. There's so many angles to
That's correct.
That's really, I encourage actually people to go and have a look. I quickly dashed there. Unfortunately, this year, the names of the artists are not displayed. It's just numbers. So I couldn't make up which was which, but then with a little bit of prodding and nudging the young people there, I managed to, this is the one I was looking at. But other times you have the names and the artwork, but this time it's actually good. It gets you to have a look and admire and enjoy the pieces that are there.
Yeah, that's correct. And just to see where I've grown from the bush to the city.
What I also liked about the space, the way they displayed it this year, is by putting in the numbers like that, because all the artworks are beautiful, and sometimes there are some that obviously you see, there are young artists still trying to find their way, but others, you can't tell who is a young artist, who is a seasoned artist. It's just beautiful pieces. You just go there and just spend a good couple of hours just...
That's beautiful. I'm heading there tomorrow to check out the... my work.
And then I just dashed there quickly before this interview. I finished my show, then ran quickly, and it's mesmerized. It's really, really, really beautiful. Now, Ronald, before I let you go, the mic is yours. If you have a message to put out there, open mic to you.
Do the best that you can do in what you do as a person and individual, and be proud of what you do in culture and art, and support each other and make people happy in life. That's where we're headed now. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a happy Christmas and New Year and happy life, many returns. Yarrabee.
Thanks a lot, Ronald. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.